There's bad news for Gauteng residents, as all indications are that this province will take over from the Western Cape to become the new epicenter of COVID-19. And according to Health Minister Dr. Zweli Mkhize, South Africa's confirmed COVID-19 cases now stand at 138,134, an increase of more than 6,000 new cases reported in the last 24 hours. Gauteng currently has 36,895 confirmed coronavirus cases as of yesterday, and we speak to the DA's Shadow Minister of Health in the province, Jack Bloom. Jack, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good afternoon. Good to be with you.
Well, I must say this is really starting to see South Africa peaking with regards to COVID-19. I don't think any of us were expecting this. Everything's been quite easy to manage during the lockdown. So is Gauteng really ready for this type of confirmed cases that we are seeing or what's happening in the Western Cape?
Well, in fact, we already have more active cases than the Western Cape. So Gauteng is already the the epicenter for South Africa. You know, there's been a very high rate of recoveries in Western Cape, more than 60%, whereas the recoveries in Gauteng are quite low because in the last 2 weeks, everything's just doubled and then doubled again. So it's certainly accelerating. And the whole idea of the lockdown, actually, was just to spread out the number of infections. Mm-hmm. So we were not really able to prevent infection, but it was to enable us to prepare hospital facilities and make sure that hospital facilities aren't overwhelmed. So the question now is, because we have to open up the economy. I mean, people are dying of starvation and unemployment, and you know, you can't sustain a lockdown for too long. But the question is, do we have enough hospital beds? That's the real issue. Did we use the lockdown to best effect to prepare for the inevitable, unfortunately, increase in infections?
Mm-hmm. Is that the reason why you're seeing Gauteng move to becoming the epicenter?
Well, when we opened up, obviously after the lockdown, there's more interaction, and you know, that's what happens. I also think it's seasonal. You know, we're in midwinter now. This is a seasonal element to this infection. But of course, in winter, people are, you know, more indoors. They're more on top of each other. They get colds and flus and other infections. They're just more vulnerable generally in winter. So we're not sure when the peak actually comes. According to Gauteng Health Minister Bandile Masuku, he was expecting the peak to actually be at the end of August and early September. The peak might well be earlier. I'm sort of hoping that we have very good news in spring and the worst is behind us. But look, the reason we don't know much about this virus, we have to be honest.
Yes.
We don't know everything about it. What we've seen overseas, and there's different experiences in different countries, but it goes up. It can plateau for some time, and then it does come down. So it doesn't keep going up and up until, you know, every single person is infected. There might even be natural immunity from other coronaviruses that people have had, you know, from colds. That's why I say it's a bit of a mystery in many ways. And it seems that a lot of people get it and they don't even know they've got it. Not to frighten people, but in fact, the true level of infection in Gauteng could be up to 10 times more than the known infections. Because remember, we only know an infection if you've been tested. If you haven't been tested, well, you've been infected, but we're not counting you. So the good news seems to be that the vast majority of people, in fact, tolerate it very well. Many people have no symptoms whatsoever. But for vulnerable people, and that's the real issue, particularly old age homes, anybody with diabetes or high blood pressure or any other comorbidity should take particular care, and anybody really over a certain age, from 50, 60 onwards.
But, you know, one of the things that Health Minister Zweli Mkhize mentioned recently was the fact that South Africans seem to have become tired with regards to the lockdown, and they've let their guard down at the same time. And this could be one of the reasons, because walking around, and I'll be honest with you, I walked around Durban's beachfront yesterday. and it's pretty busy. It doesn't even seem like there's a lockdown. It's almost, it seems as if it's a weekday, and people don't seem to really be bothered with masks or anything else. And I saw a lot of older people walking around, and I can understand that. They've been cooped up for many, many days and just want to take a walk on the beach to enjoy the bit of freedom and stretch their legs and that kind of thing. But the fact that they are not protecting themselves is what is really very concerning.
Well, no, it is. And people thought, wow, you know, we've lifted the lockdown, and in fact, now the risk is actually much greater than before. But I think one does need to be rational and reasonable about it. In fact, the open air is actually, I think, much, much less danger. The problem is indoors, I think, and close proximity to other people.
Yes.
So I think people who are outdoors, so long as they keep a certain distance from others, should be okay. But, I mean, the whole point about a mask is, I'm protecting you if I wear a mask, and you're protecting me if you're wearing a mask, because it seems from what we know from studies overseas that there's a lot of people without symptoms, but they can still transmit the mask. If they cough or sneeze or even breathe, it depends how close you are to them. So really the mask, if you're wearing a mask, you actually, it's a courtesy to others, actually, I think. And unfortunately, people seem to be reluctant to wear masks. I would really encourage people to wear a mask. And in fact, a face shield is not a bad idea at all. I think people should limit their interactions as much as possible, you know, just go out and shop for necessities. People in the high-risk groups should really, I think, stay at home as long as possible. But we people do need to work, and they must take basic precautions. I'm just very distressed to hear that the taxis want to cram people into taxis like they did before. I think that's a definite danger. But in that situation, I think people must open the windows. Very, very important fresh air. And I can't stress this enough. Old age homes really must take massive precautions, because it seems that once one person gets it there, it spreads very, very fast. And, of course, those are the most vulnerable people. So we don't know the a lot of the models, in fact, were very alarmist and not accurate, actually. And what we found is that it's bad, but the worst case predictions haven't come true, which doesn't mean that it can't be very bad indeed.
Yes.
According to the projections, we might well run out of ICU beds in the province. I hope that doesn't happen. But that's the whole point about why we had the lockdown, to try and spread the infections over a longer period. And look, I would just say to everybody, just get through the next 2, 3, 4 months. Hopefully by then it's really wound down. But protect yourself, protect your family. You know, you might be it's not going to affect you much, and that may well be true, but you could infect somebody older than you, and that's why I think people should be very, very careful over this period.
Absolutely. Talking about beds, how many facilities have been set aside as quarantine sites in Gauteng?
Well, according to the Gauteng provincial government, they were talking about 8,000 beds that they had available, and now they're talking about extra beds that are becoming online. In fact, today they opened up a field hospital at BMW in the Pretoria area. They're adding beds all the time. Obviously there's different level beds. Quarantine facilities is people are not able to self-isolate on their own. And of course, that is a problem. For people who can self-isolate, that's fine. But if they can't, if it's a high possibility that they'll infect another family member, that's when they need the quarantine facilities. So the problem that they found in the Western Cape is people are very reluctant to go to these quarantine facilities.
Yes.
But I think we have to persuade people in their own interests, and more importantly, in the interest of their families, because we don't want to spread infections. The battle now is, because we're going to have all types of spreading. They have cluster infections, we have hot spots. And I think if there's a contact tracing, I think, is still important. If you've been in contact with someone, and you know, people must go for testing. The big concern has been the backlog of tests that, you know, it could take 7 or 14 days to get a test result, which is pretty useless, to be honest, because by that time you could have infected many more people. They say that they're going to speed up the testing. But we're in a difficult situation now. People must take all due precautions and get us through this. Hopefully spring has good news. That's what's keeping me
going. Yeah, we have to hold thumbs.
Yes.
All right. So the other question then would be, can the province actually afford to assist the numbers, reaching into the hundreds of thousands?
Well, the pattern seems to be that 80% can recover at home or in a quarantine facility, and it's no problem at all, actually. There's maybe 15 to 20% who need to be hospitalized. Some of them will need oxygen support, and unfortunately a fairly small percentage, maybe 5%, will need high care beds, and that's where we may be short. So I hope that the accessing more high care beds.
We're losing you a little bit.
Yeah, sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
So by and large, look, the fatality rate, because there's so, in the beginning, people thought there was quite a high fatality rate, as high as 1 or 2%, but the real fatality rate, if you take into account the high number of cases that we don't even know about, people who don't have any special symptoms, is way below 1%, it appears. But that's not the case for people who are over 60, or people who have diabetes, or people who have high blood pressure, or HIV AIDS, or tuberculosis. So those are the very high risk groups. So I think those are people that we have to protect. We have to shield them. They must be cautious as well. And hopefully we get over the worst. But the good news, in fact, is that the death rate so far in Gauteng has been quite low. I think that we've learned a lot from treatment overseas. You know, there's this drug that they've been using that's been shown, steroid, that's been shown to help people who are, on ventilators. So we're learning things all the time. And, we're really just waiting for an effective vaccine or treatment. And
yes,
hopefully that's in the works. I'm afraid the next few months are going to be difficult, and we must just get through it, safeguard ourselves and safeguard our families.
Absolutely. Well, Mr. Jack Bloom, thank you very much for your time. We do appreciate it, and stay safe.
Yes, same to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.